Sheikh Asi asked a question which is repeatedly presented to the sheikhs everywhere, that about the way we do al-ghusl. We start with al-wudu, then we wash the rest of the body. She says, during the ghusl we have to touch the private parts. It's inevitable. And it's very likely that we're going to touch the private parts. So does this invalidate the wudu we had at the beginning of the ghusl?
Well, as we say that, touching the private part according to the best of the two opinions, according to two sound hadith, that it voids one's wudu and it would require a new wudu. If the person is performing ghusl, we said that among the sunnah of the ghusl is to begin by wudu after washing your privates. Then pour the water on your entire body, wash your hair thoroughly, under arms, between fingers, toes, etc. Then finally, the water has covered your entire body. If you have not touched your private part, that ghusl is valid as wudu as well. But if not, why not make if somebody touched their privates after the ghusl, then they will be required to perform another wudu.